Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft. Chris, as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to August 24th of 1962, which is a great year for the Giants because we know they end up in a playoff with the Dodgers and eventually in the World Series against the New York Yankees. But at this point, they're trailing the Dodgers, and they're in Philadelphia. It's a Friday night. It's Connie Mack Stadium. It's the Giants and the Phillies. It's Billy Odell, left-hander, Digger Odell, against Calvin Coolidge. Tuscahama, Julius Caesar, McClish, Cal McClish for the Philadelphia Phillies.
With a name like that, Maury, I guess his parents expected him to grow up and be something. And yes, he turned out to be a pretty fair, decent major league pitcher, but the Giants pretty much abused pitchers all year that year. I looked it up, Marty, and what's called term is blowout games, settled by a difference of 5 runs or more. The Giants were 37-15 that year. They had that monstrous lineup with, you know, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey sometimes, or, you know, Orlando Cepeda, Felipe Alou. I mean, I'm leaving, of course, tons of people out, but they could put it on other teams offensively.
Boy, very good. And, of course, this is a night we're going to sort of put the spotlight on Cha-Cha, Orlando Cepeda, Hall of Famer in 1999. Chris, here's the lineup for the Giants that night. Harvey Keene leads off at third base, Matty Alou in left field. And you're right, just saying these names, it's amazing. Mays in center field, Cepeda at first, Felipe Alou in right, Chuck Hiller at second, John Orsino catching, Jose Pagan at short, and Billy Odell, former Oriole, on the hill. For the Phillies, Tony Taylor at second base, Johnny Callison coming into his own here. He's a good player in the early 60s in right. Ted Savage in left. Roy Sievers, a big slugger from the old St. Louis Browns, first base. Don Demeter, former Dodger, in center field. Bob Oldis, O-L-D-I-S, the catcher. Bobby Wine at third base. Ruben Amaro at shortstop. His son, of course, became general manager of the Phillies. And Cal McClish on the hill. So that's the way this game gets underway. And Chris, it is a night for Orlando Cepeda, and it starts in the first inning. Harvey Keene gets a base hit. One of the best hitters, people tell me, of all time. Line drive hitter. Matty Alou gets a base hit, and runners go to first and third. Mays pops up to the first baseman, Roy Sievers, and Cepeda comes through with a base hit, and the Giants take the lead in the first inning, 1-0.
Marty, they had the kind of lineup where if one guy didn't get you, the next guy would. Felipe Alou spent a lot of time leading off that season, and he hit .316, I believe, and it was 25 home runs, I think 98 RBI. Maybe not all for a leadoff spot, but a lot of times from there. So he would drive himself in on a lot of occasions. And if he didn't do that, Willie Mays or Orlando Cepeda certainly could.
It was a stacked lineup. Fourth inning, Cepeda, base hit off of McClish, steals second base. Now, Chris, that year, Cepeda, 10 stolen bases, only 4 caught stealing, 71%. Steals second, all throws the ball to center field. Cepeda goes to third. Felipe Alou pops out. Chuck Hiller is walked intentionally. Orsino pops up to third base, and Pagan grounds out to short, and that is the way that inning ends for the Giants. We go to the sixth inning. Cepeda leads off the sixth inning with a home run. Number 28 on the season for him. It puts the Giants up at that point 3-0, and Harvey Keene walks with the bases loaded, and that's another run for the Giants. So the sixth inning, Cepeda, home run number 28.
Well, he was known by far and wide for his slugging exploits, but you just mentioned a minute or so ago, Marty, Orlando's ability to steal bases, 10 out of 14. He was signed as a third baseman. A lot of people forget that. And he played first base, where you have to have good feet. You have to have a lot of mobility. And he had that mobility. He wasn't just a slugger. He could play defense, and that was reflected, you know, going back to the offensive side, and his mobility on the bases. And so it's a big reason he got elected to the Hall of Fame, and why he is a Hall of Fame caliber player, because he had multiple talents.
The baby bull, Cha-Cha, Orlando Cepeda. This is his night. Cepeda starts off the seventh inning, home run again. His 29th home run of the year, makes it 5-0, and this one he hit off with the right-hander John Boozer for the Philadelphia Phillies. And Cepeda was not done, Chris. The ninth inning, Jim Owens is pitching. He was one of the Dalton gang, along with Dick Farrell and others. Seth Moorhead, the famous Dalton gang of the Philadelphia Phillies. They were guys who liked the nightlife, so to speak. Harvey Keene gets the walk. Felipe Alou, a fielder's choice, and Mays then grounds out And Cepeda comes up with an RBI single, his fifth hit of the game, Chris, and that makes it 6-0. That is going to be the final score. But for the night, Orlando Cepeda, 5-for-5, 2 homers, 4 RBIs, a stolen base, and Billy Odell goes the distance, 9 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, gets the win, 18,454 at Connie Mack Stadium on this Friday night, 2 hours, 36 minutes. Cal McClish takes the loss, and I think this game just epitomizes the strength of the San Francisco Giants in 1962, and it was a night that belonged to Orlando Cepeda.
Joey Molfettano, the great baseball man, I mean great baseball man, told me recently, Marty, that when Orlando took his stance there in the right-handed batter's box, it looked like he was holding a telephone pole up there at the plate. And that night, I'm sure the Phillies felt like they had been walloped by a telephone pole.
Well, the game ends 6-0. On the year, Cepeda, 191 hits, 105 runs scored, 26 doubles, 35 homers, 114 RBIs, 37 walks, 97 strikeouts. And Chris, he hit 306, on base at 347, and listen to this, a slugging average of 518 in 1962. Now, the Giants win. They closed to within 2.5 of the Dodgers. Cincinnati is 3 back, but the run differential for the Giants, Chris, after this game, plus 150.
As you said, Marty, this was a very typical representative game of what the Giants were capable of. They just regularly mashed opponents. I mean, they could win the close games because they had the fine pitching and, you know, excellent relievers, but usually they just would rely on Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, etc. Felipe Alou can go on and on, and even Jose Pagan and Chuck Hiller would, up the middle, you know, they would contribute some big offense. You didn't play for the Giants unless you had a stick, that's for sure.
The thing I always remember about Orlando Cepeda was in the middle of that lineup, not only did he compliment Mays, but he just added a dash of drama and color, personality. And I was a kid when he was at his height, and I remember he did not play most of 1965, and it really hurt the Giants. They had a great team that year, but in 62, 63, 64, this guy was one of the best players in the game. I think he helped Willie McCovey become a great player. He certainly complimented Mays. He was a wonderful guy in that clubhouse. He used to travel with all his Latin jazz records, 45s with a little small phonograph, and he'd play it in the clubhouse and dance. And if you know Orlando as well as I do today, he's the same kind of person. Ebullient, full of life, enthusiastic, loves baseball. But those early years of the 60s, I think those were his best years in baseball. Without him in the lineup, I don't think the Giants are the contender that they were for most of that decade. Mays certainly was better than even Cepeda, and McCovey turned out to be a little bit better. But Orlando at his height was one of the best in the game. He could field, he could run, he could throw, he could hit for power, and he was a lot of fun to watch, and the fans just loved him because he was San Francisco's own. He started his career here in 58, so an original Giant and one of the best. This is Bruce McGowan.
Chris, this was the night that belonged to Orlando Cepeda, 5-for-5 against the Phillies, a couple of home runs, and the Giants win at 6-0. So they closed within a couple of half, 2.5 of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it was a year that they came back that last week of the season from 4 down to tie the Dodgers on the last day of the season on the big home run by Willie Mays and a game that Ed Bailey also hit a home run. So this was a stepping stone along the way, and that's why we chose it as another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.